Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That pass intercepted again. Derek Johnson. Johnson up the sideline. Now to the middle. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown.
We got some breaking news in the NFL. Two pieces of breaking news in the NFL. First, the NFL has released a statement, or at least an NFL executive has released a statement on Breland Speaks and what happened in the play with Tom Brady. We'll talk about that momentarily. But the Raiders have cut Derek Johnson, inside linebacker, future Chiefs Hall of Famer, will probably be in the Ring of Honor.
No, he will be. I mean, he's the all-time tackles leader.
He has been released from the Oakland Raiders. I think you guys know what question is coming up next. Do you want Derek Johnson back for your Kansas City Chiefs? At a minimum, to me.
Yeah.
At a minimum. He has to come in for a workout.
Yeah.
At a minimum, they at least got to take a look and see if it works. If you're talking about you can bring back Frank Zombo because he knows the system and linebacker situation, or Nate Orchard, who didn't play in last week's game, wasn't even active in the Sunday night game against New England. I understand you cut Derek Johnson. I understand that he's old and maybe he doesn't help you. You at least got to bring him in for a workout and see what he's still got. You at least got to have him around for a day or two. That's at a bare minimum, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you got to look at him. And I think the biggest reason you got to look at him is because Reggie Ragland is obviously, there's something going on with him. Either he's hurt or he's not good right now. And either way, you need another inside linebacker, right? So I think you have to bring him in. I think you at least have to have that discussion for sure. It's not going to cost you much. So I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I just don't know what other situation you have right now with inside linebacker.
You're going to make it worse?
I mean, that's clearly a position of weakness for your team, and this is a chance for you to add a veteran guy that knows your locker room, that knows, that has all the respect of the guys in there. You at least owe it to your service. Maybe he's not healthy. Maybe there's more of, you know, I'm not going to make it like I've watched a lot of Raiders games, been watching inside linebacker play that I can tell you how Derek Johnson looks so far this season. But you at least, I mean, we got to get a report from Mike Garofalo of Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter that at least he was brought in to work out. So you can at least, and then if you don't like what you see from him and you don't pick him, hey, that's perfectly fine. You at least got to kick the tires on Derek Johnson.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. You got to look at it. You got to be looking at everything defensive right now for sure, because as we were talking about with Binka in the 2 o'clock hour, he joins us every Tuesday at 2:15. You can catch a show tonight, Bink at Night, coming up at 6 o'clock. Man, you have to look at this stuff, and you have to get better on defense. And so why wouldn't you? I mean, you'd be crazy not to. I mean, if you're gonna look at making other deals to improve your defense, then this is one of them. Look at him. Kick the tires. See if it's going to work.
And NFL executive Troy Vincent on Chiefs defensive lineman Breland Speaks letting go of Tom Brady in the red zone. Quote, "You got to play free mind. We watched that video. We watched the play." Emphasized that he hopes it's in players' minds, the safety aspect, but you have to finish the play. That's maybe the conversation I would have with Breland Speaks if I'm Bob Sutton, if I'm Andy Reid. Hey, your intention, I think, and that was right. You know, in this situation, I know you got to put your body on the line for the team and all that, but the money's only coming out of one person's paycheck.
Sure.
It's easy for me to say what you should do when I'm not the one that $17,000 is coming out of my paycheck if I think I'm doing the right things. So I think Breland Speaks, in the moment, I think did what a lot of players have been doing of late. I think you got to tell Bob Sutton, or you have to tell him if you're Bob Sutton or if you're Andy Reid, you have to be coached to finish throughout the play and make sure that Tom Brady was down. You think that he threw the ball. You didn't know that he threw the ball in that scenario. That you owe it to yourself, you owe it to the other guys on this team to at least finish out the play. That would be my message if I'm Bob Sutton and Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, you had the kid from the Dolphins that blew his knee out trying to not sack the quarterback too hard. I mean, it's in all of these guys' heads, especially after what you saw Clay Matthews do. Now, it's different with Clay Matthews. He's made his money. You know, I mean, Breland Speaks makes $480,000 this year, and that's a lot of money to a lot of people. But, man, by the time you pay your agent, Uncle Sam gets his, and then you're going to get dinged another $26,000, and who knows if he's trying to help out some family members or has a wife and kids or whatever. You think about that stuff. You know, it's not like he's on a new contract making a ton of money. I don't blame Breland Speaks for this. I blame the league more than anything else, because this is what the league wants. The league wants you to not hit the quarterbacks. How many penalties were called on the Patriots the other night that were taken? None. Zero. Who's the guy that's the quarterback for the Patriots, the greatest of all time? And guys get calls. We see that all the time. I think Aaron Rodgers may have got one last night. So I get where Breland Speaks is coming from on that. But at the same time, man, you still got to make that play. You got to wrap up. You got to bring him down. And I bet you it doesn't happen again for Breland Speaks.
I want to make this point really quickly. I was just thinking about this with Derek Johnson. We agree if Derek Johnson does not sign with the Chiefs in the next couple of days, he's done.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any team that would bring in Derek Johnson over the next week, it's the Chiefs. The Patriots aren't picking you up. The Steelers aren't picking you up. Like, there is a team right now with a serious hole at inside linebacker, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. You know this system. You know this scheme. You know this town. And it's not like they're coming in and they're asking you to play 50 snaps. They're asking you to be a situational kind of guy. If the Chiefs don't think enough of you to bring you in, that would tell me, if I'm the rest of the league, what Derek Johnson has left in the tank. Because it would be obvious in this scenario what team would pick you up. That if the Chiefs don't do it, this is probably it for you if you're Derek Johnson.
Yeah, what's he, 35 now?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, DJ's 35 and a linebacker. He's not going to be able to cover anybody. You can't put him into coverage. So, I mean, if you bring him in, you're thinking, we got to stop the run, and maybe he can help us doing that.
Spectre said that he texts Derek Johnson to see if we can have him on the show. Do you want me to do it? Because normally when you do stuff like that, they don't reply to you, but they reply to me. So I just want to know if you want me to actually reach out to Derek Johnson. I'm asking.
I ain't going to put my business in the street like
I'm
that.
I'm just asking. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air.
This is funny.
There was one day that Spectre called Neil Smith, and Neil Smith didn't answer the phone. And then I looked at Spectre and said, he'll answer if I call. And I called Neil. He answered, hey, Carrington, how's it going? Like, immediately
10 seconds afterwards.
Immediately picked up. So I'm saying this. I know Derek. So if you want me to call him, I'll call him, and we can have him on the show. If you want me to do it, or is this one of your pride things, like you want to book the interview with Derek Johnson?
You can text him, too.
Okay,
I just want to let you guys know that I'm efforting DJ right
now. Okay, I'll do it.
For the people.
All right, I'll do it. I'll text him during the break.
I got to text into a guy, too, that knows a guy that might be able to help
us. I swear, if my hero texts you after ignoring my text.
Derek Johnson's your hero?
My favorite Chiefs player of all time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got a chance if I do it. I don't know with you. Like, I don't know if you got any cred out here in these streets. I think if I do it, I think he'll text me back. I'll try it during the break and we'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.